The system of direct provision for asylum seekers is, of course, proving increasingly controversial, with Junior Justice Minister Éan Ó-Riordan telling the This Week radio programme yesterday he couldn't stand over the current system. And this morning, his senior minister, Justice Minister Francis Fitzgerald, had this to say about direct provision.
There's 4,500 people in direct provision centres. Now, we don't detain people, as many countries do, in very poor conditions. We have certain standards that have to be met. We have inspectors going in, checking out those standards. There is a strong set of standards in place. But having said that, there are shortcomings, of course, in the direct provision. I'm clear that we can identify improvements in the short term, and there are medium and longer term issues as well. But the basic accommodation obviously has to be of a certain standard. I've been to many direct provision centres myself. There are shortcomings, of course. But clearly, we will identify what can be improved in the short term.
They will identify what can be improved in the short term. That was Justice Minister Francis Fitzgerald speaking about direct provision this morning. Now, the Minister has been given a submission from the Immigrant Council of Ireland on this matter, and their Chief Executive, Denise Charlton, is on the line. Talk of change, Denise Charlton, but how long do you think it's going to be? It's at least 6 months, isn't it, before government gets the full and final report on this?
Well, our submission today was connected to a very specific group of residents within direct provision, and that's those that have been sex trafficked into the sex trade here in Ireland. We have highlighted international criticism of us as a country because we haven't been protecting victims of trafficking. And we've laid out very realistic alternative accommodation arrangements that really could be progressed and implemented very quickly.
So what alternatives are you putting forward to Minister Fitzgerald?
So the Immigrant Council, NASC, Focus Ireland and Sunnis Housing Association is basically saying to the Minister to take victims of trafficking away from direct provision and put them into an infrastructure of services that already exists. So emergency accommodation, midterm arrangements with outreach, and then some allocated units for more vulnerable women and girls who need a little bit more support. It's a practice that is already there. The support that the women and girls need is already there. The protection, the accommodation is safe, and it's in line with international good practice. The real concern at the moment for us at the Immigrant Council, working directly with victims of trafficking, is when they talk about being accommodated in direct provision. There is a real fear. First of all, they're in mixed gendered accommodation. They've no privacy. And we're talking about women and girls now that have experienced multiple rapes, massive amounts of violence on Irish soil in the sex trade. But even more worryingly, they are more open to further exploitation of grooming. We've heard reports where, because the direct provision centres are very public, that punters are propositioning the young women. And then of real concern is that very often these victims of trafficking are witnesses to try and apprehend traffickers. And because their whereabouts is known, they're being interfered with as witness and often are too terrified to cooperate. So there's a whole range of reasons and rationales why they shouldn't be in direct provision, as there are for many other residents. We have a very simple solution. We've already been working with the housing associations and organisations that are providing emergency accommodation. It's just that we need to transfer the payment from one to another. It's really easy. Done. The numbers are not huge, and it would make such a difference in the lives of the women and girls that have basically been, you know, so exploited in Ireland.
Now, of course, we just asked the Department of Justice for an initial response to this, and they said the minister is extremely concerned about any allegation of human trafficking and recommended that anyone with specific allegations contact An Garda Síochána, which has a special unit in all of this. Are you aware of any Garda investigations in this area?
In the area of human trafficking, we would work with the Garda Síochána really closely.
Sexual exploitation of women around direct provision centres.
We have made complaints in the past, absolutely. But the concern and the focus for us is around victims of trafficking. That's who the Immigrant Council work with directly. And they, of course, have been sexually exploited consistently and persistently in the trade that they're trafficked into. And what the women often tell us when we're working directly with them is just that vulnerability of being in an open space that is not protected, mm-hmm. that is very visible, that's very well known. And as I said, all the complications that go with that and the threat of further grooming and further exploitation. And absolutely that has happened to clients that we've worked with and are working with.
And do you think it would be a sign of hope, if you like, to other residents of direct provision centres to see one particular group, if you like, being moved out into emergency accommodation? And we know there's a shortage of that generally at the moment. Or do you think it could cause problems to start picking off one group versus, say, the children?
I don't think that there should be a hierarchy of response. Obviously, we need a holistic response to it. However, the group that we're particularly concerned with and that we work with at the Immigrant Council are victims of trafficking. And very often they have been trafficked as a child or as a young woman. Internationally, we have been hugely criticised. And the alternative accommodation arrangements are already in place. We're building on an infrastructure that's already there. We've already been doing the work with the groups. So in some ways, I suppose, I turn that question around and say, how can we not do this? It's so accessible, it's so easy. It can be implemented really without much difficulty or much cost. And we would really urge the minister to work with us to be able to do that.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us this lunchtime. Denise Charlton there, who is the Chief Executive Officer with the Immigrant Council of Ireland.